is a Bramble Jam podcast.
Hello, fellow Americans. My name's Bran. I love Hallmark movies.
Hey, I'm Panda, and I like Hallmark movies.
Hi, I'm Dan, and I despise Hallmark Christmas movies.
I'm Jonathan, and I just watched my first Hallmark movie.
And this is the Deck the Hallmark podcast.
Whoa! I did my George Washington impression, and no one picked it up.
You crushed George Washington.
I know, and no one ever gets it.
What president were you doing?
I was doing actually a combo of all of them in one. It's a new thing I'm working on where I do a one-man show, all presidents, one person.
The only
reason I knew that it was a president impersonation is because you started with my fellow Americans. But yeah. I went with it. I tried my best.
Who do you think is most prominent? You or Bush?
George W. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
W, for sure. Yeah.
Who's most prevalent in my all presidents?
Obama.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought so.
I had Grover Cleveland.
You had Grover Cleveland. Chester Arthur.
Yeah.
Chester Arthur.
I was just confused, really. But when you came in unison, that was really impressive.
We do it every week, if you can believe it.
You That's listen to every show, Jonathan.
I do. I wake up thinking about it.
This is why we're the best.
We have a guest, and as you can tell, he's very in tune to what we do here on the show every
very
week. He never misses one. But even if he's not in tune with what we do, he 100% is going to have a podcast on the Bramble Jam podcast network.
Today!
And it releases today.
Wow. So right after you listen to this one, you should go listen to Our Dad's Diary.
That's right.
On the network.
That's right. Jonathan,
right away.
Jonathan Parker is his name. Our Dad's Diary
is his game. Wow.
Tell us a little bit, Jonathan, about your podcast on our fancy network.
Yeah, it's awesome to be here. And I'm thrilled to bring Our Dad's Diary here. So Our Dad's Diary is my journey of being a dad with my three boys. And I wanted to document my life. And we did 100 episodes on a vlog.
Mm-hmm.
And we're launching today, Our Dad's Diary. We're interviewing dads about dad's life. All three of you gentlemen are going to be on the show, which
That's
is
right,
going to be great. The first episode, though, is Angry Dan.
That's right. Angry Dan.
Grumpy Dan.
You have been promoted from grumpy to angry.
I don't think you're angry. I think you're grumpy.
Thank
Just grumpy.
You.
You're definitely,
thank
you. You're, if anything, you're grumpy.
Yeah, I was on the show. It was a blast. I had such a great time and fun time talking
about
about my kids.
You verge on tears.
I do.
Verge.
I do.
Verge.
I do tear up.
The video footage will show that there are tears.
They're
streaming, not, but
they're
glistening.
Yeah.
If
I'm not mistaken, you were in the background and you verged on tears.
I verge on tears a lot.
That's
did not verge on tears on my episode though.
That's weird. You didn't. You're right. Yeah.
And that's because I just don't care about my kids.
Yeah.
No, that's true. That checks out.
If you want to see me borderline tears. Our Dad's Diary is the place to do it.
I also watch you verge on tears every Monday when we watch the movies.
What's funny is that it wasn't about my dad or my kids. I started talking about Hallmark movies.
Yeah.
And I cried about my plight. That's what happened.
Yeah.
So, he was sad to be watching one.
Tune in and you'll figure it out.
But yeah, Our Dad's Diary is great. Documenting life, talking to dads.
I love
it. It's hard to beat.
Check it out. You're going to have some great interviews on there, and it's a perfect fit for our network. You got to check it out.
And we're not naive enough to say we know our demo of this podcast.
Yeah.
So maybe get your husbands to listen to this podcast.
That's right. Maybe get him to listen.
I'm not saying that a bulk of our audience is female. But if it was.
And maybe you listen and you go, man, Dan's not a good father.
Yes.
But I need to listen. I need my husband to listen to this so he can know where to stay.
Yeah, that's fair.
You know, that's right. I think you're a good father.
A good.
Wow.
That's who I am.
So many musical references.
Mm-hmm. That's what we do here.
Hey, you guys ready? Well, let's really quickly.
BrambleJamPlus.com, ad-free, all the podcasts.
If you want to listen to Our Dad's Diaries today. Yeah.
Completely ad-free. It's that simple. If you want to tick it up a little bit and give us a little bit more money, you're going to get bonus episodes of all kinds of stuff. We did a fun bonus history or his story last month where the three of us told personal stories. One of them was a lie. It was a blast. Yep. We had a little reveal episode as well. It was so hard to pick out which of us was lying in that
episode.
You're
getting a bonus gavel this month.
That's going to be a blast as well. So much to do, so much to see. What's wrong with taking the back streets?
Yeah.
You never know.
If you don't go. You want to do it now?
Yes.
Okay. Wow. The music references are strong.
You never listened. I don't think. Jonathan, welcome.
Love on Harbor Island?
Love on Harbor Island.
Yes.
Love on Harbor Island.
It originally aired on August 8th, 2020.
And it went
a little something like this. Lily is an interior designer who has a very distinct thumbprint. She wants to be more than just an assistant, but her boss says, no, not yet. We meet Marcus. Marcus is a pilot who also runs a dog adoption place called Pilots for Pups. Lily gets a call and her aunt has fallen and she can't get up. And she goes to the harbor to visit her, to take care of her. You need to take a plane to get onto this island. And so Marcus is her pilot. She's not a fan of driving. I mean, flying. He doesn't do a very good job of it. Apparently, she feels a little nauseous. He keeps calling her a, you know, big city girl. Very unironically, just very does not like the city. Aunt Maggie sprained her ankle. She tries. She's running the inn, but she's trying to sell. She just can't do it all anymore. And so Lily decides, I'm going to stick around a little while until the inn sells. I'm going to help get the inn up to a place where we can sell it, make some good money. Just doing all the good stuff for Aunt Maggie. And that's when she makes a deal with Marcus. Marcus is a handyman and decides, hey, you do some work on the inn and I'll make you a Pilots for Pups website, which I think is going to be a huge success. Boyfriend Bradford is his name. That's her boyfriend. His name is Bradford. And comes to visit, and they end up breaking up because he dresses like he's solving crime in the 50s. Lily and Marcus start hanging out together. They're really digging each other, and Lily even wins the Lantern Festival. That's right. The Lantern Festival is something you can win. They get the inn all together, and she uses her interior design eye and thumbprint to make it look real good. The adoption website also huge success. They get 23 emails, and all of them I'm sure are not spam at all. So she goes on a walk with Marcus. They're really digging each other. They're really hitting it off. They're talking about life. They're talking about love. And they show back up at the inn, and guess who's there?
Bradford Pear.
Bradford. And he is not here for Lily. He just wants to buy the inn. But Marcus doesn't stick around long enough to find that out. Marcus overhears Bradford's partner, Dan. Business. Talking about the land and how he thinks that they should tear down the inn and build condos like a monster. And so he tells Lily, Marcus is like, hey, Lily, they're going to want to tear this down. And she's like, you don't know anything about what's going on here. Get out. Stay out of it. She does not overreact. Dan decides at this open house to give a speech where he tells everyone, hey, everyone, it's me, Dan. I'm making an offer. And not only that, I want to replace the inn with condos. Now, the town does not respond well. They borderline boo him. But what can you do? And so Lily's very sad at this news, even though Marcus gave her the heads up. But she gets a call from her boss who says, hey, I saw the pictures of what you've done at the inn down there at Harbor Island. You found your thumbprint. You are going to get a promotion. But she turns it down. I want to stay at Harbor Island. And so she goes to Maggie and says, hey, you know what? I know that you have an amazing offer on the plate that would make you filthy rich. But hear me out. I'm going to get a loan. I'll buy the inn. And then I can run the inn with you. But luckily for her, our boy Marcus shows up and says, hey, I've made an offer. I put it in your name. And so the inn gets to stay in the family. They kiss. And that, my friends, was love on Harbor Island.
That's exactly right.
You did a good job on that synopsis.
I was just going to say.
That's one of your better ones.
You've been in a little bit of a rut from a synopsis standpoint.
Yeah, you have.
We talk about it when he's not around.
Yeah, it's been...
But that was a slump breaker right there.
Well, it's because I'm here.
It could be because you're
you
here.
You elevate the game.
I do. I just raised the bar.
I'm going to go ahead and say it. That's a top 15, top 10 synopsis. Yeah,
a top 10 for me.
Really?
I loved
it. Yeah, it was great.
Thank you guys so much. Hey, do you guys want to take a quick break and hear from some of our amazing sponsors? No?
I do actually want to do that. Absolutely.
I guess just we kidding. Will.
Okay. Let's go to break and we'll be right back after this.
Oh, it's our favorite time of the day to talk about Native deodorant. Guys, if you've been listening to Deck the Hallmark for over a year, we've been telling you about this amazing deodorant. It is all natural, it's paraben-free, it's aluminum-free, and here's the best part. Native deodorant actually works. It will keep you smelling fresh all day, it will keep you from sweating all day long, and it doesn't have any of those chemicals that can make you break out in a rash or just overall really bad for your body. Native deodorant is the best all-natural deodorant there is. You can buy it in stores, sure, or you can go to nativedeo.com and you can save money by just purchasing it straight from them. Or, since you listen to Deck the Hallmark, you can go to nativedeo.com/deck. That's nativedeo.com/deck, and you're going to get 20% off of your order from their website. This is a no-brainer. You're going to get the best deodorant on the market. There's not going to be any parabens or aluminum in it. You're going to feel great. You're going to smell great. And you're going to save 20% by going to nativedeo.com/deck. Do it right now. You will thank me later.
Hey,
those ads welcome back.
They were fun. They're a lot of fun.
Inspiring
reads. Yeah. I'll tell you that much. Hey, do you guys want to dive into this movie? It's called Love on Harbor Island.
I would love to.
Jonathan,
I don't want to.
I know that you know this because you listen to every episode. But we have four segments to talk about this movie, to break it down, to share how we felt, and we always start with the.
Hot take.
It's part of the show where we talk exactly how we felt about this movie. We break it down. And I always start with Panda because no one breaks things down mm-mm. more clearer and more concise. Yeah. My friend Panda. Panda, what did you think about this movie?
Mm. Guys, let me tell you. Let me break it down straight away.
Straight away.
No curves, no shimmies.
Just straight fastball.
Straight fastball. No shimmies. Down the hooker.
Check, chubby, check. Down the hooker? What in the world?
No, I'm with him right on down, this one. Yeah, that's a term. check, chubby, check.
Yeah.
Check.
I like this movie a lot.
Yeah.
And here's why. It has a little bit of fall feels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's got a lot of fall feels.
It's got, yeah. Yeah. It's so great. You're on an island. Beautiful.
Yeah.
I think they give a little bit of an understated performance, the two leads here. You do see a relationship blossom and develop in this movie.
We can
agree.
They
don't like each other.
That together, they give one understated performance.
Yeah, I can see where you're coming from on that. Yeah, but what I will say is I liked it. I thought they were cute together. I enjoyed the movie overall. We'll watch again.
We'll watch again.
Wow. Jonathan?
I thought it was horrible. I mean, it was my first Hallmark movie, and it's going to be hard for me to like trust anybody that says, no, this one's a good one.
Yeah.
But the bar was so low
that it can
get up. So, I mean, the island part was nice. Mm-hmm. I want to be on an island, but nothing else about it made sense to me.
There are fans listening that are people that really love these movies, and I'm not one of them, and this movie is unequivocally terrible. I'll get there. But... it's really, you not only started with a fall movie in their summer slate, but one that had been shelved for later release. So this is...
I think it was the movie that was holding up the shelf.
That's right.
It slid under the leg.
I'm not here to defend Hallmark movies by any stretch, but if you were going to get a Hallmark movie experience, this was not one of them. Like from a standard, this is substandard. And he loves fall. That's why he liked it.
This movie's great.
Yeah, it's great.
It's not great.
All right. Sorry about that.
So I want to make this perfectly clear. This small movie was more fall than any of the fall movies we got last year.
Yes, yes.
True. And I freaking adored that. Yeah. I mean, I have been over summer since summer began. I hate this season with every fiber of my being. Mm-hmm. The fact that I have to walk outside of my house and I have to take another shower even 1 second outside, I hate it. I'm over it. Mm-hmm. And so the summer slate was not something I was excited about because I don't need reminders of the fact that I hate life right now. So this movie was a huge relief in that regard because it was the most fall movie we've had in a year.
Yeah.
It was brisk. There was
pumpkin.
There was breath. You could see there was lots of coats.
There was
double coats sometimes.
Double layers.
So I love that.
Double buttons.
I thought that Marcus, played by Marcus, was one of my least favorite characters. In a long time.
He's a jerk.
I really did not like him. I cannot believe that there is a world where she likes him after all of the things that he does and says in the first 30, 45 minutes of this movie. He's a jerk. And that's the reason why this movie got shelved, because it's just not nice. He's not nice. And I don't like him at all. And I hope I never have to see Marcus again. And I'm not going to watch it again because of Marcus. I wish I could watch this movie again because of the way it gave me fall feels. It's unlike any movie I've had in a year, over a year. But boy, I did not like Marcus. Mm. And it really bummed me out that she ended up with him. Give me Bradford all day long.
The only reason that this movie is better than last week's hot air balloon debacle is because it is so ridiculous that I got some chuckles out of it. Like, there are some legit laughs in this movie. None of them intended for laughs. This movie is bad. The leads are bad. This movie is so bad that the lead actor says, I'm not really big on that whole internet thing, and that doesn't make a top 10 of the Wait What's. He says, I'm not really big on that whole internet thing, and it doesn't even crack the top 10 of Wait What's. These shelved movies are awful. Like, they're just inexcusable. I could not be, and this is where I am. This is how low I am right now. I am excited about Weddings Every Weekend next weekend, and I hate these movies. I hate the wedding movies. I hate the summer movies. But to get a new movie with Julie Sherman Wolfe as the writer, who we know and love, with Paul Campbell and Kimberly Sustad, you have made me excited about this movie by throwing these turds at us. Like, they're just chucking them at us. Like, this should never be aired. Coming in hot. I don't know what you want me to do. It's a bad movie. There's no excuse for this movie.
But The Fall.
It's brisk. You can see that it's brisk.
I felt cooler watching it.
Cooler watching it. That is it. And
Was this the best shelved movie you've seen, though? Let's talk about...
I would take Love Under the Olive Tree over this one. You heard me. Said it here first. Give me Love Under the Olive Tree over this movie.
You know what? Maybe we can agree on that.
But you really like this movie.
I did like this movie.
But you didn't. If we go back and played your take of that movie, I bet it would not have been as kind as this movie.
Yeah, that's possible.
Because of The Fall.
Yeah, it's The Fall.
You guys are Fall guys. You guys love The Fall.
Oh my God. I'm a PSL boy.
I don't want a PSL. I don't want anybody
Panda, did you hear?
No,
PSL's back August 28th.
What? The 28th?
Come on, baby. Ah! PSL date with my panda.
That was an awkward high five before COVID. Yeah. Any high five with him is tough because he leads like this. No, but he doesn't lead like normal people.
He does interesting.
Like stiff arm?
Yeah. He does this. Well, and most people, you watch the elbows, but with him, if you watch the elbow, you'll get hit in the face.
His hand is also all palms somehow. All palms. It's like,
yeah.
I go all palms.
You go all palms.
It's like you're pushing him away. Yeah. There's no high five.
Don't push me away, Panda. I'm trying to go on a date with you.
Do we go fingers first?
No, we go hand. We go hand first.
Full hand.
The key is down the hooker.
That's and then you're saying, I'm in the middle. It's making me more uncomfortable.
Can you hand this off to Panda, please?
Yeah, there it is. This movie's really, really bad. It's a dumpster fire. I don't know what to tell you. Sorry, guys.
It's time for All the Feels. Part of the show, we talk about when this movie gave us those feels, Panda.
This is going to sound weird. It's the first time. I got weird feels when they panned over the cupcake. At the very beginning, right, when she's sitting alone, and then she just has a solo cupcake on her plate, and it's the first time. And hear me out when I say
this: the cupcake she walks away from,
yeah,
the date, yeah,
restaurant.
No, the one in the office.
She's just sitting there in the office.
There were multiple cupcakes, but the first cupcake made
me sad. I think it's a solo cupcake on your birthday. First of all, I think is a sad thing, but when you're alone at work, you're away from your family, and there's a solo cupcake. That to me, that hurt me. And that's the one that I felt. Yeah.
Panda was an only child, and he was homeschooled. And I think he's maybe had a few solo cupcake birthdays.
Guys, let me tell you. I felt that.
In the arms of an angel.
Hey, you
for 19 cents a day.
You can give single Panda people two cupcakes
with friends.
19 cents a day. Cupcakes are expensive.
We'll provide
on 1,000 donors.
We'll provide.
Those friends don't come cheap.
We'll provide all single people with not
I've been spending so much for you guys to hang out with me. And you guys are the best I could scrounge up. You guys relentlessly make fun of me, and it's still, I'm like, this is the money I'm spending.
Your mom's been slipping me an extra hundo.
We don't talk about that.
Yeah, I had some feels. This was a scene that when it started, I was concerned. But as it continued, it brought it home for me. And it was the scene of the two of them dancing in the kitchen.
That's a good scene.
It's a good scene. They did a little choreographed shindig. I liked it. It was
you
different.
Liked the music.
I love the music, man. That was a jam. That was a banger. But yeah, I know I liked it. It was just different. It kind of chopped up the movie a little bit. It was feeling a little slow. Add that music. Add a little dance routine. I liked it. Gave me feels. Gave me friendship feels. Can I say that friendship feels?
Sure.
Yeah, Jonathan.
Yeah. So I mean, the dancing scene. Reminded me of my boys dancing, because we do dance parties in the kitchen. You'll hear about those on Our Dad's Diary, dropping today. But
he's good.
Is that Bramble Jam Podcast? BrambleJamPodcast.com.
And if they didn't want ads, they should just do the plug.
It's that simple.
So I felt it, but here's what, I feel like it was a little too cheesy, then again, I'm understanding the concept now.
You don't get many dance scenes like that in Hallmark movies.
No.
So I appreciated the dance scene, and that made me a little happy. The joy, what brought immense joy is when it ended.
The credits.
When it was over.
Yeah.
That was great.
Yeah. I like it when we bring more grumpy people.
Yeah.
It showed me a good movie. I like Christmas.
Jonathan is unequivocally not grumpy. He's enthusiastic and energetic and happy about pretty much everything in life.
But that, it just was
We
hard.
Showed him this a is, terrible movie.
Listen, I need to come back for a happy movie.
This is his Rocky Mountain. This is his first one. And you need to come back. You need to watch some more. And you need to, and you'll start doing
So let's book him for a Christmas movie.
Let's book
him for a Palaha.
Yeah. No, those are sacred.
We don't hand those out.
We don't
just hand out a Palaha. He's on the network, man.
I'm a fellow network.
That's right.
Palaha sacred.
Wow.
Now I'm with Rand on this one.
Okay. All right.
Speaking of Palaha, if you guys aren't listening to Take the Day Off, it's a daily podcast where we tell you to take the day off. Palaha ends every episode with he's on every episode. He wakes up at 5 a.m. with Dan and I.
Wears the same blue shirt.
Wears the same blue shirt. Yeah. Blue shirt. And
it wasn't even in the same phonetic ballpark.
Yeah, it wasn't.
You moved to a different area. Blah shoe?
It's a Palaha haiku blah shoe.
There's no anywhere in that.
No, there's not. But he's there every day, so join us. Take the day off. Yeah.
My feels were strictly in this movie were dog feels. I love dogs. I got cool rescue dogs. And here's the thing. This movie even tried to ruin those, by and large. I did love the fact that the actor playing Marcus is also named Marcus. And then briefly, the dog's name is Marcus. And so we had Marcus playing Marcus with Marcus. And I got some chuckle feels for that. I didn't think it was necessary. But anytime we're getting rescue dogs at home, I'm in for that. Those are my legitimate 100% true feels.
You did it.
I did it.
Congratulations.
It was easy.
Hey, let's take one more break.
Ads.
And we'll be right back after this. I typically don't like healthy food. Mm. It's not my jam. But Green Chef has changed that for me. And let me tell you why. Green Chef is a brand new to us food service where you can get meals delivered to your house. You make them. It's owned by HelloFresh, so you know you're getting quality stuff. But it's a little bit different because it's even healthier. It's organic. It is a USDA certified organic company. And the meal plans include paleo, plant powered, keto, and balanced living. My wife and I, we did the keto meals this past week. We loved all of them. I made this chicken with this lemon stuff on top. It was delicious. If I can do it, you can do it. And our good friends at Green Chef are giving our listeners $80 off
what
your first month plus free shipping by going to greenchef.com/hallmark80. You can get $80 off with the promo code Hallmark80. That's greenchef.com/Hallmark80. You're not going to regret this. Green Chef is the way to go. greenchef.com/Hallmark80.
You gotta stop telling such funny jokes.
I try, guys. I mean,
hey guys, do you want to dive into the wait what? It's part of the show where we talk about one as many minutes go. Wait, what? Yeah, Hanaway.
I'd love to.
Panda.
So she gets off the plane and she says, "You're driving." There's this whole
driving kind of, flying bit.
Driving That's flying right. bit. I just want to point out, no matter how bad somebody's flying is, you don't call it driving. In no world, that's not a bit. Like, yeah. No one says that ever. That's a dumb bit.
I think what's weird about that bit is that we're to believe that's the first time they talked.
Yeah.
Because that conversation, which happens after he's flown her to the islands, is the first time they've talked to each other. The whole... That's it.
Yeah.
They were silent. She got in the plane, silent, everything silent. And then she starts off a conversation with the pilot by going, "Your driving's bad."
Yeah. I kind of thought it was a mess up, like that they just kept, that she accidentally said the wrong line and just kept going with it.
No, I think that's giving this movie too much credit. In that regard, like, yeah. I mean, I just don't think
Panda, you love this movie. You said you would watch again.
Yes. Would watch again, but to sit there and to assume that they're crushing the ad lib game.
I just want you to get your messaging straight.
I love the movie.
They've never even
best
heard.
Movie I've seen this year.
Wow,
I didn't get it your straight. Messaging straight.
Get it straight.
Right now,
you're giving it too much credit.
She pulls out a picture of her family with her mom and dad. There's not a lot of times I notice. The Photoshop jobs that are bad. This one, her parents apparently are already dead and ghosts in the picture. Like, they are just hovering behind her in a ghostly fashion. It's the worst Photoshop job I've seen. Guys, can we talk about the Lantern Festival?
Well, please. Please, can we?
She gives a speech after winning the Lantern Festival. Right. How is that a thing?
Yeah. She gives the old, she cuts up there and you assume she's taking it. Next thing you know, it's first off, I'd like to, what are you doing?
No one does that.
You misread the situation, lady.
I'd like to thank God for giving me this opportunity. That's right. For creating
no
fire.
No one's sticking around for that speech. No
The host of the Lantern Festival, though, said that it always brightens his day. So
the speech.
The speech. When Lily
speaks. This happens repeatedly.
Yeah, like, every
this
year.
Is every year somebody's
it was actually in my what the
Panda,
hallmark.
Panda, what would your speech be if you won the Lantern contest?
Oh, man.
You actually did. Don't even act like he didn't do one.
He got
won,
the clip.
He won a Lantern Festival. Yes. Greenville's Lantern.
Greenville's Lantern.
I did.
He won it.
08?
08. He gets up there.
We have
no
the audio.
No one's ever given a speech before. He grabs the mic. Cue that clip, Trace.
Hey, guys, I just want to say thank you for my lantern. I'm proud of that. I won it. And this one's for you, Mom.
He was apparently
I was younger then.
Panda in 2008 was the creepy old guy from Family Guy.
Yeah. Go get the pop. What happened? The popsicles?
Yeah, no, I felt good about it. I was younger.
What? How old were you in
All
L.A.?
All you had to do was
I was 21.
No, you were like 75 in L.A.
All you had to do was use your normal voice.
Nope.
For that clip.
Then, guys, 20's a lot of changes.
And again, when we say all you had to do, we mean, you know, he did
when
it.
When he gave the speech, all he had to do. No, obviously now there's nothing you can
there's
do.
Nothing
about.
There's nothing
do.
I
it's
can do.
It's a clip.
It's a recorded video, Dan.
Well, we have video.
Read a book.
you'd really see that. I think you might see the video on Friendly TV.
Yeah,
you
Friendly
will.
TV. 100%. We did cue the clip on Friendly TV. FriendlyTV.com/DTA. Yeah, that's right.
Finally, she says at one point, literally dozens of emails, but there's only 23 emails have come in. So that's not.
I don't do math
not,
good.
I'm not the best at math, but I
literally
even
dozen
know.
Of emails.
It's a we got. Yep.
It's a baker's dozen.
If you didn't say literally and said dozens, I'd have given you a pass. I'd have been like, okay.
But you said literally.
You said literally. That means there's got to be at least two dozen.
Literally
I think
incorrect.
It's in Panda's understanding of baker dozen. I think it's a couple. It's a couple of baker's dozens.
A couple of baker's dozens. Yeah. 23
is it
that's
is
right.
true. I stand by that.
Yeah, you do. Parker,
is
what
that
you
it?
Got?
The sprained ankle and the walking. Like, I'm a former athlete, and when you get a sprain, I mean, you got to ice, elevate, little massage. I mean, Lily showed up like healed. Auntie is up walking, and we also talked about the fact that when you have a sprained ankle, you typically don't get a cane; you get crutches.
Crutches,
and you kind of got to hobble
a little bit. Yeah.
So that was bothersome.
And I would say, I would oscillate to the other side of the sprained ankle and say Lily hasn't been to Harbor Island in 2 years,
right?
But Aunt Maggie sprains her ankle which none of us are doctors, but I think she's going to make it. And that is the thing that's like drive all night, fly to Harbor Island.
Well, they wanted you to think that it was a big deal because she's like, it's fine. She's in the emergency
room. She's up the first
She's ready to go. And then the other part was the inn is in financial trouble.
Yeah.
And so it's not like financial trouble happened because of the sprained ankle. I mean, Lily should have been worried and thinking about the financial trouble of Auntie and her weird best friend that you don't really figure out. It's just kind of like it takes like half the movie to figure out their friends. You don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like innkeeper,
yep.
Sister, cousin,
yep. Totally just friend. Agree.
That's valid.
Weird.
So yeah. Is that it? I just feel it's strange.
Yeah. I like it.
Her and Bradford go out on a date.
Oh, Bradford.
And Bradford's, you know, texting away as he does. And she says, I get it, work's important. And he says, I'm you know what? I'm glad that we both agree on that. And I just want to know, is there a person out there that doesn't think work's important? Yeah. Like who's breaking up because you don't think work's important?
How dare you?
You don't think work's important?
How dare you want to do a good job?
You know what? That's why we get along. We both.
That's right. You and I get it. We understand both think that work's
well,
a joke.
Well, he says one of the reasons I love you is we think the same way.
Yeah, we think the same way. Work's important. Bradford shows up to the inn and there's a dog there. And he says, well, you know, don't want to pet it. And he says, I'm allergic, no offense. Now, if you are offended by someone's allergy.
I'm allergic. Get the heck out of my house. Show your face around
no
here.
No allergies here. In this universe, Bradford's phone has just enough service to receive text from Dan, but not send them unless you're over there. I just want to know the sending and the receiving. I don't know. Why is her friend wrapping jars? That are sealed
pickled
with
jars.
Newspaper.
With newspaper.
Why? Why
where
is
she sending them?
Where she's what? It, what
she
she's,
said
what
there was
is,
no room in the pantry. They had to be on the table, but she's wrapping them.
She's
in
wrapping.
News,
they're
old
sealed.
Newspaper.
They're sealed mason jars, and she's wrapping them. I don't understand
you
why.
I think it's to prevent, legitimately, to prevent light from getting in that can change the flavor. I know that in a lot of people who do canning and stuff like that, they'll try to keep them out of sunlight because
but
they can mess with them.
I know that that's a fact. It happens if you brew your own beer. It happens with pickling things. Having said that, they're not going to be exposed to any sunlight. They're on that count. All she has to do is move them. It's not like they're in a windowsill.
Mm. No, I think this is science.
Okay, it's science. Fair
so
enough.
You're talking light, even like lights, like could affect
it. It could be. No, you don't know. There's all sorts of UVs out there.
No, no.
There's
UVs,
big UVs,
small
ones.
You don't want to deal
with
UVs.
Well, why would you use old newspapers, though? Because it's gross.
Yeah, it's gross.
Get
some get something
Baker's
else.
Paper
get something
from the
else.
General store.
And last but not least, and I do that, say this on a regular basis to my Dan, and it's just read the room.
Yeah.
Dan, you are in an inn, surrounded by people that love the inn. And you go out there clanking your glass.
That's right.
And you're like, I'm going to tear down the inn. And people are like, you can't do that. Dude, you should have known. Like, one, you owe it to no one to announce that. No. You owe it to nobody. Who goes to an open house and clanks glass and says, I am making an offer? Right. In fact, I'm going to tear this place down. It's not going to go well, Dan. Read the room, Dan.
May I have your attention, please? I know that you noticed I was the only person of a different color in this room. Let me clear your qualms briefly. I'm the bad guy. Bad guy. Me, evil. Why would you do that? Why? Yeah. Why?
Read the room.
That's terrible.
Read the room. I'm a ruin everyone's day. If you don't mind, tear this
but
down.
But if he didn't say that, then the inn would have sold to them, and the movie probably never would have ended.
Yeah. That's right.
Marcus here overhears it.
Yes,
Marcus could have.
But no one believed Marcus. Oh, that's the point. If Dan didn't do, Dan does not need to disclose his plans.
He doesn't.
Read
the room, Dan.
Dan got, as somebody who personally gets excited about things, I think Dan just got overexcited in the moment and overshared.
Yeah.
I've done it. I've been there.
You have. Yeah. You came in one day.
We got the audio?
And you were like, I'm buying a Kia.
Yeah. And let me tell you, I should have kept that to myself.
You should have.
Because you guys have made fun of me ever since. I wish I would have just rolled up one day in my Kia.
That's right.
And I just want to, it was not the Kia.
No. I've owned
Kias. Kias are great. Kias. I own great. A Kia. It's not the Kia that
it
made that
the,
purchase
it
poor.
Was busting in the door and overpaying.
I stand by both of those
okay,
things.
Okay, good. Good, good, good.
I'm here to help.
Talking about that speech that Dan's tagline, he says, What, you know what I always like to say? Mm-hmm. Well, no, they don't know what
they don't.
They don't know.
They've never met you, Dan.
The higher you rise, the better the view.
The higher you rise, the better
that's
the
so
view.
True.
That's how Dan lives his life.
High rise.
Yeah. I'm done.
Okay. I've Dan. Got plenty.
If, Dan, if, read the room though.
Read. Okay. I'll read the room. So I am all for pilots getting together to run an animal shelter. On paper, it makes sense. I would highly recommend you not run an animal shelter in your office living room. I think there are a lot of red flags there. Typically, shelters have indoor-outdoor runs. Dogs can't exactly hold it all day if you're out flying around. But also, just to have all these dogs separated by white picket fences in what is maybe a 200-square-foot room is not ideal for a number of reasons. You're just not gonna do well. But let's get over to Bradford, could we? Old Bradford Pear.
Bradford.
Lily calls him and gets his voicemail. And on his voicemail, he's big shot, hot shot deal maker, Bradford. Mm-hmm. He says, and you can leave me a message, or better yet, email me. Okay. We're all millennials here. Can we all agree that the number one and only way that personally you should get in touch with me is by text message?
Yeah.
Agreed. If personally, yeah.
Yeah. If you know me, text message is first.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Why in the world? My email inbox is filled all the time. I would much rather be able to drive and listen to a voicemail then I would have an email in my inbox that looks like all the other emails. This guy is funneling people away from his mobile device through text and through voicemail to get him to send him an email. Why is he doing that?
Some people do prefer that, I think.
You like it? You would prefer that?
I don't know if I would, but I know that there are people out there who do the double check of the emails. A morning check, and then an evening check.
Yeah.
A double check.
Yeah. You talked about the photos having the ghost in them. That's true. We looked at a lot of family photos all of them were taken from, I guess, outer space. Could they have been further away? It's like somebody flipped the binoculars the other direction. It's like, sweetie, I can still see you. Back up! Like, there's no, like,
it's a choice stylistically. You'd get it if you got it.
Taking a photo where that is a blimp on a submarine radar.
If you know, you know.
Every picture's like, oh, I forgot. Do you remember when we went to that? I don't even know if that's you, woman. Like, that is, they are, the picture, the white space is overwhelming. They
hey, do you remember when your parents didn't let you get closer than 100 yards? I do.
I'm going to frame you. Hold that pose. I'm going to back up 50 paces. Wait. That's the only thing that makes sense. They go to eat. They go out to eat at the fancy Italian place.
Spaghetti-os.
And it's got to be SpaghettiOs because every table, every person eating is eating spaghetti and meatballs.
But I never saw anyone put a bite in their mouth.
No. But 100% of the patrons of this fine establishment have all ordered spaghetti and meatballs.
The word spaghetti was in the name of the restaurant.
It was Spaghetti House. It was Spaghetti House.
So it is possible that that's all they got.
Everybody, you're getting the usual? Yeah, hey.
Getting the usual. Well, that's the only thing they serve if on you menu know,
if you read a book. If you're good at spaghetti, make spaghetti, bro.
No kidding. I love that Marcus comes over the night before he's going to help her paint, and he comes over because he had to bring one paint can
and a brush.
Yeah. I came over tonight so I could bring this over to be prepared.
You wanted to see her,
for
Dan.
My big painting tomorrow. That's when they're still mad at each other.
He wanted to see her.
Yeah.
You can,
when they deliver the dog, they deliver this rescue dog and they find Marcus a new home. The new name is Sandy, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
The woman comes up and introduces herself as Mrs. Anderson. To another adult. Have you ever in your life,
I think you mean doctor.
I'm Mr. Pandolf. Nice to meet you. Have you ever done that?
No.
Hi, I'm Mrs. Anderson. Don't get me
Not
confused.
Even when we were teachers.
No, even as a teacher, if I'm introducing myself to an adult, hi, Daniel Thompson, nice to meet you. Never would I ever. Who does that? That's not
Mrs. Anderson.
Mrs. Anderson.
Mrs. Anderson. She's Mrs. Anderson.
I'm Mrs. Anderson.
If you have met Mrs. Anderson.
You imagine writing the script and going, hey, what's Mrs. Anderson's first name? Don't know.
Mrs.
Don't have time. It's Mrs. Anderson. Take it or leave it.
Well, talking about script, Panda said something that just blew my mind a little bit. This is a book?
Well, I said to definitely read a book about Nick's Spaghetti House, and he's sitting there pontificating about things.
I thought it's not. Love on Harvard
it could.
Island
a lot of them are based upon books.
And if it is, I will review it. Yeah. But,
Hallmark Book Club, BrambleJamPodcast.com/book.
At the open house, Lily clearly has never successfully operated the glass clink for a toast. Has never done it.
Well, Dan went to her same school of glass clinking.
It's pretty simple. You just ding, ding the top of the glass. She does the bottom of the glass. Tung, tung, tung.
I love that she did it while walking into the room. That's right. Ding, ding, ding. Hello.
That's right.
I've arrived.
I've got things to say.
Is this another Lantern victory speech? I was still on that tour.
Yeah.
It's me.
I'm here.
I won the.
Those are my way what's.
It's time for What the Hallmark is, part of the show where we wonder what could have been, what would maybe happen that would give some clarity to the questions that we still
have.
Thank you, Panda.
Crushing it.
Panda, you want to take us away?
Yeah, I would love to. So we see him fly one time.
Yes.
And then he does what I can only see as just being a handyman, kind of. I don't think he's getting paid for any of the things. He's making dishes and everything. Legitimately, I want to know how does he make money to survive? Because the dog is a nonprofit, I'm assuming.
No, he charges $10,000 to adopt a dog. It's a true story. And
he's savage, man. Yeah, he's savage.
I think he's a pilot. They just didn't sell him flying. That was my tip. Fair enough.
Well, because you need to, I think the only way in and out of the island is charter plane.
That's right.
A ferry. There's a ferry.
And then there's actual flights because she said, I couldn't get an actual flight.
I could only get a charter flight.
I drove all night and got a charter just pop up.
I mean, he must be charging a lot for that charter flight, which maybe he is, and that's enough to sustain his doggy lifestyle.
Wait.
What do you mean by that?
No, so he has dogs.
Yes.
And he has a lifestyle centered around him where he's adopting them out. That's I stand by what
all,
I said.
All that's fair. Jonathan?
I'm just going to need a moment to edit my thoughts. So what I don't still understand is, Danny, you okay over there?
I'm fine. Just go do your thing.
So I just want to make sure I understand the segment here. I ask a question about what could be, or like what I'm confused about, or like a future question.
Let me go. How about that?
And okay.
I'll show you the.
Set the other another example.
I'll show you the ropes.
Okay.
I want to know about how pilots for pups got started. Namely, the name.
Yes. Well, that's easy. But how do they name the dogs?
Well, no. The name of the company is, how do they land on the number 4 instead of the word 4?
Oh, yeah.
I want to know that.
That's true.
I want to know why they thought it was important to put their other occupation in the name of the adoption agency, namely the pilots. Why does it matter that the pilots are for the pups? The questions about how that originated. And then yes, Dan, I do want to know about the naming of the dogs, because he says that he only puts Marcus on the names of the dogs where they don't have a name.
Yeah.
But there is an instance where they name a dog after the word witch, which was on a box at the dog. So sometimes they name the dog.
Sometimes they don't.
Sometimes they don't. I want to know when they decide, maybe if they don't have any word associations with that specific dog, maybe then they just put Marcus on the tag. Very unsure. Do you get it?
Yeah. Okay. So
here's another DTH hack for What the Hallmark. If you're a guest on the show,
okay.
If you'd ever know, you can go to the, I want to know if these two crazy kids actually make it together or not.
Oh.
You can do that every time. We don't do it much around here, but occasionally it's like, you think these two guys are going to last long term?
Yeah.
Like
first six months of the show, that's why I only did.
Yeah, well, we mainly do it now when we don't think that they do make
that's
it.
That's right.
Because you want to be able to say they won't make it.
Yeah.
I mean, they have to make it. The house is in her name.
That's right. And it's his money. They have to make it.
It's his money, her house, name. And
it's going to be a loveless marriage, though.
That was such a bold thing for him to do.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy the inn, but I'm going to put it in your name.
It's wild.
It does nothing for him.
The ring, I think the ring is now a mute issue because anytime, like whatever size ring he gets, but I bought you an inn.
That's right.
Yeah. It's pilots for pups. I've only ever saw one pilot.
Pilots. That other guy?
The other guy.
Are we thinking he was a pilot?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think he was a pilot. But I also, is that guy related to yours?
Yeah. Okay. I'll take care of it. Don't worry.
Okay, good.
Don't worry.
So I had a question about that. The other thing is the fashion choices, specifically of Bradford and other people in the town, the double buttons.
Yeah.
I've never seen shirts like that before.
Yeah, he had a button-up shirt.
Whoever was in charge of styling that guy.
Like, not good.
I'm looking for
those terrible ties.
Yeah.
Like the thin
trench coats?
Oversized trench coats. Yes, like
massive. And then his jacket didn't fit quite right.
It's almost, maybe I'm just dogging the show again, but it's almost like they had clothes from a different movie that they're like, hey, we're on the cheap, so
wardrobe
just use these
is
again.
Not of like some of the actors have said, I've brought clothes from home and worn.
Yeah, it was bad. And then the Italian restaurant, so my grandmother would say this, like, what the hallmark? If you're eating a bowl of pasta, spaghetti, precisely, if there's not a gargantuan spoon in the spaghetti,
it's not a legit
twirl.
Yeah.
You have to do market research, and if you're going to put a spaghetti and meatball and
if
let an Italian watch it,
called the Spaghetti House.
There needs to be spoon in the spaghetti.
I'm with you.
For crying out loud.
I'm with you, 100%. I've got a few, but let's start with the other pilot in Pilots for Pups, shall we? I don't know his name. I called him Dan Harmon because that's the creator of Community, and he looks like he's a sober, leaner version of Dan. Yeah. This guy, I guess, is a pilot that runs a puppy rescue and also dates women 30 years older than him.
Dude.
Oh, I buried the lead. I'm sorry. He is going on a date with a woman that literally could be his mother and maybe his grandmother. What is happening there?
I was so disturbed.
It was not okay. It was not okay when
and
Marcus...
Maybe we misread the situation. They never said they're going on a date, but...
They went to lunch.
They went to lunch together.
And elbow in elbow. Like, and she said, you're trying to set me up. There's a scene where Marcus is, she's like, you're trying to set this old lady up. And then we find out it's with his business partner.
Well, I think he was trying to get her a dog. Someone I want you to meet. And I think he was trying to get her to meet the
that's
dog.
That's how I understood the dog.
And I think that
but
was
they,
part of-
They don't talk to the dog. They just-
Well, because she thought it was the guy. Like, I have someone I want you to meet. And then the pilot comes
And that
comes
was supposed
up.
To be played for laughs?
I think it was supposed to be funny, but it tanked so bad.
Either way, I want to know his deal. I want to be clear. I want to know his deal because he's got a deal and I want to know what it is. And then
can her for that matter.
Can we camp out? Well, I do want to know about Lily's blog as well. I want to know what that is, but I want to camp out on the general store. Nothing has, the whole movie is ever sold in the general store. Mm-hmm. Every time they go, they're given things for free.
Correct.
How is this guy in business? His story is very general. There are a lot of possible things that you could buy there. I don't see any customers ever. How long has it been in business? It seems like he's owned it for a long time. How long is he going to be able to keep going when he doesn't sell anything ever? That's my with hallmark.
We did it, everybody.
We did it.
Congratulations, Jonathan. Congratulations. You made your first one. Before we depart for the day, we do have our double decker of the week. It's my decker. It's your decker. Double
decker is my decker of the week.
Before, as Dan gets the names, tell everybody about where they can listen to the podcast. Our Dad's Diary. It's out today.
Yeah, it's out today. You can subscribe on your favorite podcast network, or not network, platform.
Yep,
the only network
anywhere
you should be.
Yeah, anywhere you listen to podcasts, you can get the podcast.
Get it. Our Dad's Diary, iTunes, Google, Spotify.
All of them.
You can follow us on social media at Our Dad's Diary on Instagram, Facebook. And it's going to be great to listen to dads talk about dad life.
Is it on Napster yet? I don't think it's on Napster. But if you go to bramblejampodcast.com/dad, you can find all the necessary links to however you want to listen to it. Dan, who's our decker of the week?
Our decker of the week. There's a twofer, if you can believe
it. It's a double decker.
Yeah, it's a double decker. Rena Saltzman and Julie C. The letter C. Julie C. and Rena Saltzman.
Panda, you've done the deep dive. Tell
us
about them.
Guys, one of the, you know, this has been a difficult season for a lot of people with the quarantine and everything. But one great thing that has been awesome about this is collaboration between maybe people you wouldn't expect. And Rena and Julie reached out to Tom Hanks and they said, hey, listen, Tom, would you like to do a podcast? And he said, yeah, absolutely, I'm in. And it's just Tom Hanks. And it's Tom Hanks Talks Handkerchiefs.
The podcast, and I want to be clear, is Tom Hanks, and this is the Tom Hanks from Castaway,
Forrest Gump. Yes, that's the one and only. Yeah.
Okay. And he is on there by himself, and he's talking about handkerchiefs.
Are you, handkerchiefs are the whole you time. Sure that it's the Tom? Because I've listened.
Uh-huh.
I know Tom Hanks' voice. This is not Tom Hanks.
Now, there has been some debate. They reached out to TomHanks1234 @gmail.com.
Yeah,
he did respond back.
That is Tom Hanks' email address. He's turned our show down numerous times.
Yeah.
I let me just play the audio.
1,233 were taken.
Yeah.
And he has 1,234.
Let me play the audio, and you can decide whether that is Tom Hanks.
Okay.
Got it.
Okay, now this handkerchief's a fun one. There are spots and frills and all kinds of fun designs. Next kerchief, please.
Yeah.
That, I think that's
that
them.
Does sound like Tom yeah. Hanks.
It's great.
Wild.
So we got another clip. Go ahead.
Hi, it's Rita Wilson. Tom, I got you this new kerchief.
Sweetheart, it's not even a square.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
Sugar bun.
Kerchief, kerchief, kerchief.
Yeah.
I think for that, sure that's Tom and Rita.
Yeah. No, now that I've heard, now that I've listened to it with you guys and good with good headphones. Yeah.
Kudos. Rita, thank you so much.
Ask him if he wants to join the Bramble Jam podcast network.
Come on for a whole episode. That wouldn't be. Well,
I want that podcast on our network.
Yeah. Bramble Jam could have a what's it called?
Tom Hanks talk handkerchiefs.
You did all the deep dive. Didn't remember the name. It's crazy.
Jonathan, thank you for joining us. Everybody, thank you for listening. We'll be back on Thursday with a really fun interview you won't want to miss. But until then, may we be the first to wish you a
Merry Christmas.
Deck the Hallmark is a Bramble Jam podcast. It's presented by Friendly TV and recorded live in Greenville, South Carolina at the Bramble Jam Podcast Network Studios. It's produced by Brandon Gray. You can find out more information at deckthehallmark.com.